A good era of Shabbos Parshas Bamidbar to everyone. We're going to have a quick Parsha recap. So Sefer Bamidbar ushers in a new era of the Bnei Yisrael, their travels through the Midbar. This week's Parsha begins with another consensus of the Bnei Yisrael. Moshe is commanded to count each shevet, of course not a head count, rather each person is represented by a coin. Furthermore, each shevet is represented by its leader or nasi. Important to note, only males from 20 and up were counted. 20 is the age one can be drafted into the army. So now we're going to have a quick list of the Nesim of each Shevet and what their population was. Shevet Reuven, Elitzur ben Shedeor, 46,500. Shevet Shimon, Shlumiel ben Tzurish Adoy, 59,300. Shevet Levi was not counted along with this consensus, and we're going to learn about them in a bit. Shevet Yehuda, Nachshenu ben Aminadav, 74,600, the largest Shevet. Shevet Yisachar, Nisanel ben Tzur, 54,400. Shevet Zevulun, Eliav ben Chelon, 57,400. Shevet Dan, Achiezer ben Amishadoy, 62,700. Shevet Naphtali, Achira ben Enon, 53,400. Shevet Gad, Eliasaf ben Deuel, 45,650. Shevet Asher, Pagiel ben Achron, 41,500. Shevet Yosef is broken up into two: Ephraim, Elishama ben Amihud, 40,500, and Menashe, Gamliel ben Pedatzur, 32,200, the smallest of all Shvatim. And Shevet Binyamin, Avidan ben Gedoini, 35,400. The grand total is 603,550. Now, when the Bnei Israel encamped and traveled, they did so in formation: Mishkan in the center, Moshe, Aaron, and his sons in front of it, and three families of Levim, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari behind. Four groups of three Shvatim surrounding this entire middle encampment. Taking up the east was the Degel, or formation and flag of Yehuda. Along with Yehuda was Yisachar and Zevulun. Taking up the south was the Degel of Reuven. Along with Reuven was Shimon and Gad. Taking up the west was the Degel of Ephraim. Along with Ephraim was Menashe and Binyamin. And taking up the north was the Degel of Dan. Along with him was Asher and Naphtali. Now the families of Levim are listed, and then Moshe is told that the Levim are there to help the Kohanim guard the sanctity of the Mishkan. Their job was to dismantle and carry the Mishkan when traveling, and to set it up upon stopping. Now the Levim were actually there instead of all firstborn. The Levim were counted, which is from age 30 until 50, 30 being when a person's strength fully matures so they could actually do the work of the Mishkan, until 50 when it starts ebbing. It turned out that there was actually 300 Levim that were also firstborns. Now, each firstborn Yisrael needed a quote-unquote a redemption, and each Levi was used as that, one for one. However, these 300 Levim that were also firstborns couldn't be used as part of the redemption, so Moshe had all the firstborns draw lots. If you picked a piece of paper that said Ben Levi, then you didn't need to pay. However, if you picked a slip of paper that said 5 shekels, you had to pay 5 silver shekels to redeem yourself. The Parsha concludes describing the family of Kohath and their job, which was the most sacred of all, carrying of the Aron, Menorah, Shulchan, and other very holy parts of the Mishkan. Aaron and his sons would pack everything up into special containers and sacks made of blue, purple, and scarlet wool and covered with tachash skins. The Bnei Kohath would then carry it, ensuring not to touch the actual kli, only the cover or the badim, the poles. The Levim are cautioned not to look at the kelim as they're being packed away, lest they die. And Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen was in charge of overseeing this entire production and to personally carry the oil and the Tyrus. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.